Joe Moore at the AFEN Sports Desk. And Joe, I understand that we've dropped a word from Commissioner Kuhn's title today.
Well, he has become the permanent commissioner. Now, you might say he's added a word, or you might, well, I guess the word you were going to say is temporary commissioner.
Temporary or interim, as they've been calling him, but he's got a job now, huh? Let's have more details if we can.
Well, I don't think there's really been much question about that he would be appointed the commissioner for good, not just the temporary man. The club owners were meeting in Seattle. They hold a two-day meeting each year to discuss the problems, and of course the big thing this year was whether or not to make Bowie Kuhn the permanent commissioner of baseball. So they had a big vote, and they agreed to give him a 7-year contract, which is the normal contract in terms of past. William Eckert, that's the contract he had for 7 years. But they raised the salary. They didn't announce the exact figure, but it's over $100,000 a year. So that's what Bowie Kuhn will be making. I think the stature of the man, there's no question about it. He helped solve the Ken Harrelson's brief retirement, Rusty Staub, Don Clendenin, Jesus Alou mess. He was behind that. Earlier in the year, the players threatened a strike over the pension fund. He was the deciding force behind that. So I think baseball's got a real good man in their head position.
Okay, and it's unusual to see baseball men get together on anything, but they seem to agree on Bowie Kuhn. We'll have complete details on that and other sports at 7:05. Thank you, Joe.